Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. And yes, as the song says, I am back. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Happy summertime, everyone. Although I will say, Dan, two things happened. One, this morning, I actually loved the temperature. It was cool enough that it was comfortable,
but you can notice the stickiness in the air.
I felt it. It started last night because we turned the air on. So okay. First day of the year,
that threshold.
It was 80 degrees.
Yes,
and we're like,
exactly.
It's too hot. It's just too hot.
You got to cut through that a little bit. Sure.
So I'm assuming today is going to be brutal. Just because of the shift so quickly.
Brutal is a relative term, right? Yeah. I mean, it's April. It's 90 is record high for today, and we're coming close to 90 degrees. So this is quite unusual for this time of year. You know, 85 to 90 is our high today. We're very close to that tomorrow. Two more days. I'm not calling it a heat wave. I'm calling it a warm wave. It's going to be a little stickier too. Our humidity has kicked up a notch here, so you're really going to notice that in the mornings and at night. I wouldn't call this morning cool. We're in the 60s this morning. It's comfortable.
It's warm.
You can walk outside without a jacket. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ditched the vest. That's it. Just a shirt. It was nice.
Kind of nice.
So how long does this last? Just two more days?
Yeah. 2 days of the very warm stuff. And then it's like a slow progressive cool down. So Friday will be still on the warm side in the 70s. I think we could see a few spotty showers around, but it's not a washout. Saturday is going to be a nice day, but a very different day. Highs around 70 with increasing clouds. And then Sunday is going to be rainy. That's our best chance of rain in the forecast. And temperatures going down even more. Highs on Sunday are only around 60. Early next week, we're talking like 40s and 50s?
Really?
Like
winter's
frosty
back.
Mornings? Yeah. So don't put away the jackets and sweaters yet.
Okay.
For at least the first part of next week, I mean, we flip right to below normal temperatures.
Wow.
The pendulum swings the other direction all of a sudden.
When April acts like March.
Exactly. This is March-like weather. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll look. I know you'll keep us posted. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, something for everybody in the forecast.
Yeah, I like it, Eric. And you're going to miss it.
I'm going to miss it.
You're going to steady 85 and sunny in the islands, I hope.
I certainly hope so.
Although, got to be weird leaving for a tropical vacation when it's going to be 90 degrees at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you...
I'll take it.
Are you at all concerned about your flight?
The fact that I'm going in and out of Newark Airport?
Yeah,
I'm more than concerned. I'm anxious about it. Although we're leaving early enough.
Saturday?
Yeah, we're leaving early enough Saturday. It was weird trying to book flights. And I'm so glad I did it a couple of months ago before the war started, because the prices have gone up like 40%.
Yeah, very expensive.
But I think, we got the car service to and from, which is going to make it little bit less stressful, especially if we run into the issue that you ran into where you flew out of one terminal and returned to another.
Yeah, which would be fine if the monorail was functional.
Right.
But it took us an hour to go from Terminal A to Terminal C. How's that possible?
I couldn't even imagine.
An hour.
I couldn't even imagine it. I couldn't imagine.
I was so annoyed.
And I mean, that was really the clincher for me, because that happening didn't even occur to me.
Because they I told you, they put us on a bus and the bus literally circled. It went from the parking area back to the terminal area and then over to the station. I'm like, I don't understand. We were already on the bus.
Right.
You could have just gone two more blocks, essentially. And you can't walk. It's not safe. There's no real... Like, I don't know why there isn't a terminal-to-terminal walking path.
There is not, yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to do that anyway. Well, I'd have to spend $5-6 to get that luggage trolley thing.
If we were a modern airport, and pretend for a minute that New Jersey was into the 2000s, and we had walking, moving sidewalks. Like, you go through O'Hare or any of these major airports, you're traveling on foot for a solid 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah. Heathrow is like that. You go, and at Heathrow, you're essentially going under the tarmac.
Right.
And but there are moving sidewalks everywhere. You don't feel like it's you're walking the half a mile that you're really walking. They make it simple and convenient. Not in Newark. I don't get it. It's an outdated, and what annoys me the most, if you just indulge me for a moment, is the fact that Murphy bragged and took a victory lap on Terminal A because of the stupid chairs that his wife designed, which, by the way, are the dumbest and most uncomfortable airport chairs you could possibly have. They're wood. They're like they're. I don't even understand what they were thinking.
I don't know.
I really don't.
Yeah, Newark Airport is just, it's stressful. It's adding stress to...
Sorry to make it worse.
I have the car coming to get us super early.
What time is he coming to pick you up?
Like 5:30 for a 9:15, 9:30 flight.
Yeah.
Which
is fine.
It'll take
you less than an hour at that time of day on a Saturday.
And, you know, I'm hoping that we're going to be flying out of Terminal A. I don't know that, but if we are... The new United Club at Terminal A is getting great reviews, so we can go in and we can sit and have some breakfast and, you know, even an early morning cocktail, whatever, until our flight boards, and then we're fine. And then coming back, you know, it'll be up to the car service to figure out what terminal we're coming back into.
Well, that was,
and helping us get our luggage.
That's the advantage of having someone to get you.
And
you don't have any of those issues.
And that your story about, you know, flying into one and coming back in the other, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
How am I going to get Sandra's luggage from Terminal C to Terminal A or vice versa?
Well, with between the bus and the train, it would take you an hour and a half.
I couldn't even imagine.
Now, in Philly, you can walk the terminals.
Yes, you can.
It doesn't matter where you come out of, where you land. It's easy.
Not only is it well signed on how to do that, but you also have, there are live people that are at the top of, like,
yes,
all of the escalators and, yep, by all of the
you can ask
elevators.
Someone.
And you can say, hey, I'm parked in whatever. You give them the number and they're like, oh, okay, you just go this way.
Yes. Why is Newark so bad? So here's a question for you. Do you have a flight coming up and are you dreading it? We are traveling. Jody's heading to San Diego in 2 weeks, and she's out of Newark. But again, we took the first flight out because I thought that was the smarter way to go. And then we've got the World Cup coming up in June. Guys, I don't know about you. I am dreading this. I am thinking about what I really like to do when the World Cup is here is go stay with friends in Florida, or maybe even go to London or San Diego and broadcast remotely. I am just thinking it's going to be a mess between the gouging at NJ Transit, the increase in taxes, and the fact that soccer fans don't know how to behave around the world. I'm concerned about violence, etc. But let's first talk about Newark Airport. Are you headed there today? And what do you think we can do to fix it? 1-800-283-101.5. Harry, you'll be first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day at work payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway, new handbag, new phone, pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
I've got flip-flops on 1 minute and a flannel shirt the next. This weather breaks my heart, don't know what to expect. It's full spring, where did that heat wave go? It's full spring, Mother Nature's brutal joke. It's full spring, I fell for it again.
6:23 on New Jersey 101.5.
It's just what Dan Zero said.
there you have it. The heat of summer, then the cold of winter coming next week. Man, what an April we're having. All right, talking about Newark Airport, let me make sure I'm clear. I think the guys working at Newark Airport are doing the best they can. But let me tell you something. You walk through baggage claim, Terminal C, it smells because you got people living there. The bathrooms as you exit have become, you need situational awareness because you got some really shady characters. There's no security. It's gotten to a point now where I'm concerned. This is like during a normal day. I don't know what's going to happen when you bring all the riffraff in from around the world to watch these World Cup matches. And I'll give the governor credit for at least trying to do something. I understand the, jack the price up a little bit because, you know, it's all World Cup folks coming in that have traveled the globe to be here. I get it. You know, you're going to spend $500 a night to stay in Manhattan, so you may as well pay an extra $100 for New Jersey Transit. But here's the question I would pose to Chris Calori on that. You got to make sure if you're going to charge $100 that the trains are actually running and people will get back in a reasonable amount of time. You know, that's like a convenience fee, but not if it's inconvenient. Let's go to Harry in Normandy Beach. Harry, you're going to advocate for Newark Airport. All right, let me hear it.
All right, Bill. First and foremost, I hope everybody knows that it's 2 hours domestic, 3 hours international. If you're flying out of Newark Airport, that means that you have to be there.
Yep.
2 hours or 3 hours prior. Now, the only thing that Eric can do is he has to have his ticket probably already on his phone or in his presence, is to look at the terminal where he's going. It gives you a door number. It also gives you the flight number. Now, if he's flying United, which Terminal C is, it'll say 2A and then four numbers there to say 2A 1549. Okay, it gives departure time. It tells you if it's delayed. And you just go on Google. That's all you have to do and punch in the tail number. That's all you have to do, and it comes right up.
The challenge, Harry, is there's a delay. Because I only use my phone now. When I travel, it's everything's on my phone. My tickets are in my Apple wallet. It does update. The problem is I have found there is a delay. We've been delayed. Like, they've called for boarding, looking on the phone, and then you realize, wait a minute, why is no one moving in the gate? It's because sometimes there's a few minutes of delay. The challenge with the other gates is you don't control that. When I checked in San Diego on the last trip, it just said you're landing at, you know, your arrival gate is A. I'm like, crap, I'm parked at C, thinking no problem, get on the train. But when I got on the bus to get to the train, they just took me back to the Terminal A station where there was only what literally we sat there for 45 minutes waiting for the trains to start running again. I mean, it's just that kind of aggravation. I guess, Harry, what bothers me, and you're not wrong on your input, but that we spent, what, $1 billion on this new terminal, maybe more, and they took a victory lap. And I'm like, guys, you built this really beautiful home. Yeah, but it's in such a crappy neighborhood that it didn't help. Like, fix the infrastructure. I would have been happy at the old Terminal A if you fix the infrastructure, get the train to run more effectively and efficiently. I mean, it is so inconvenient to take New Jersey Transit to the point where, like, we pick people up at the airport, even though they've offered to take the train back. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to have you sit there and wait for an hour outside after you go through the misery of trying to get on the air train. It's not efficient. That's my problem.
Well, the thing is that even with the return trip, it'll tell you what terminal you're picking up at also. It says that on the bottom left-hand corner of your phone. And I have never, I think maybe once in the past 5 years that I've been taking people to Newark Airport, have they have changed from Terminal C to Terminal A. And it's not, and maybe inside, I don't know. I have most problem going to Terminal C.
Yeah.
At the last, people are going to departures and cut over from the left-hand lane into the right-hand lane, get up.
All right. Thank you, Harry. I appreciate the call and the story. I got a break for news. It is 6:28. Eric Scott with the news next. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So we're talking about Newark Airport. Eric, you'll love this. I just read on Instagram. I love Instagram. It's just funny, the stuff you see. This woman pretended to be blind around her family for 2 decades. What? To avoid some social interactions. It got me thinking. Oh. Like, I put earbuds in when I walk on a plane now. Have you done this? And when, because I don't know who I'm sitting next to necessarily.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily want to engage in a lengthy conversation with someone who just wants all of a sudden make a new friend.
Well, considering I only sit next to Sandra, that might be a little rude.
Well, for you, that would be, yes. But for the when I was traveling on business all the time, and, you know, it was, I never upgraded. I was never going to use my points to upgrade for a trip to Wichita or, you know, something, right?
Yeah.
So you'd, if you, I would get the cheapest flights and I would put the earphones in. Kathy noticed the other day, I still, as a habit, once in a while, I take, when I wear my headphones out, I got to put the wire somewhere. So I tuck it into my pocket. So it looks like I'm connected to myself. But I've been doing this for like 10 years. Yeah. Now, not as extreme as pretending you're blind. I wonder what lengths people go to avoid social interactions. But she's under investigation now because they think she was actually getting benefits as a blind person.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious, right? That's so ridiculous.
I do fake cell phone calls all the time. Usually, it's usually at the supermarket when somebody is out either asking you to sign a petition or selling something or whatever.
I hate the petitions at the supermarket.
Yeah. Yep. So I will see that and I'll be like, ooh, I'll grab my phone, I'll put it up to my ear, and I'll be like, yep, walk right by like I'm not paying any attention.
I love that. Yeah, it's, that to me is, I wonder if people do, I think a lot of people do that. They just don't want to engage randomly. There are other people who like to engage with random people.
Yeah.
Like, I love it when someone recognizes me and says, hey, I listened to you, or I saw you on TV.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Love that.
That's great.
Yeah.
But the random, and it's happened a few times on flights where people, hey, where are you headed? Like, you know, I'm headed the same place you're headed. We're on the same plane, by the way.
I'll fall asleep on a flight. Sandra will know the entire life story of the 6 people that are sitting around us.
She
will have an open conversation.
Really?
She's had conversations with lifelong friends of mine and come in and said to me, hey, I didn't know that so-and-so did such and such. I'm like, who are you talking about?
You didn't know either.
I didn't know either.
Right.
And she'll go, well, what do you guys talk about when you're together?
Not that.
Well, clearly not that.
Guys don't do the deep dive. Jody asks me this all the time. If I'm talking to somebody, she's like, oh, did you ask about this? Did you hear about? I'm like, no.
She came in one time, one of my good friends. I had known him for a few years, not a long time. And she goes, hey, did you know your friend had a twin brother? I'm like, who? The guy who's sitting out at the tiki bar right now? I'm like, you're kidding me.
Now, Eric, that's a next level disconnect. Not knowing he had a twin. That's funny. But, you know, I do love to talk and interact with people, but if I'm on a mission, if I'm heading to the supermarket to pick something up, Joji's like, oh, we need cilantro. Gotta go get it. And I've got it timed where the McCaffrey's is an 8-minute ride for me. So I can do that 16 minutes back and forth. If I can do it in under 20, that means I gotta be in and out of the store in 4 minutes. So I don't want to get stopped and have a conversation because I'm on a mission. So I've done that. I've put the earbuds in and you just kind of nod your head a little bit as you're walking. It looks like you're talking. I think this woman who pretended she was blind is, that's next level. I don't want to interact with my family. Can you imagine showing up at Thanksgiving? Like, and she would tell people, well, it was an accident. And I'm thinking that's going to get more conversation. What do you mean you had an accident and you're blind now? Anyway, what lengths have you gone to avoid social interaction? Or are you the Sandra on the plane talking to everybody? 1-800-283-101.5, 642 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5, keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I'm thinking about this World Cup coming up. And a lot of people are talking about renting out their homes. Now, I'm thinking, would I be able to go remote for a few weeks while this is happening? And I don't know about you, but I am concerned. And if you live anywhere in the proximity of MetLife, or if you are like me, I'm driving into New York every week, I am just thinking that June is going to be a nightmare. And I'm concerned because, and this is not a knock on my friend Chris Kalluri, who I think is doing an outstanding job and doing the best he can with New Jersey Transit, but not just the $100 that they're going to charge to return back to Penn Station, which I think is ridiculous, but I don't care. I'm not traveling. I don't think the train's now. But the idea that that's going to force a lot of people to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to take rideshare, or I'm going to try to get on a bus. The congestion, I think, is going to be next level. But then I thought, what would someone pay to rent out houses? Like, I'm in Princeton, so I think it's just a little too far. But I think if you live in and around the Meadowlands, people will pay a premium to get a house instead of stay in a hotel. So my question to you is, have you ever rented out your house? I know during the reunion week at Princeton University, a lot of our folks we know rent their house out to alumni coming in because they'll spend the week and, you know, in and around the university. So there are people that will pay like 10 grand for the week to rent your house out. Have you done this? Have you ever listed your house on Vrbo or Airbnb? And what was your experience like? I'm kind of entertaining the thought, but I don't know that I would actually do it. I think I'd be concerned, especially given that it's the World Cup and it's such an international crowd coming in. And quite honestly, the way that soccer fans, European football fans, the way they act at these matches, I don't know that I want a bunch of drunken hoodlums in my house. I'm not even happy they're going to be in the neighborhood, let alone whether I would rent my house out. How about you? Are you thinking about the World Cup? Have you not thought about it? Because let me tell you something, New Jersey, you better start thinking about it. There will be so many people here. It is going to be congestion hell coming up with the World Cup this year. 1-800-283-101.5. And the sidebar is, would you rent your house out, or have you done that? And have you had a good experience, or was it a nightmare? 1-800-283-101.5. 6:55. Eric Scott with your news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
.710 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, guys, I don't know if you know this. There's an election tomorrow. No, there isn't, so you don't know it. It's Thursday. I thought, wait, is today Wednesday? I'm losing my mind. Today is tax day, the 15th. So, yes, there's an election tomorrow, Thursday the 16th, a special election. And I, for a minute, thought it was Tuesday. This is what happens. You know what's funny, Producer Thomas? That I thought that, and you just showed me that picture of Fetterman. Kathy, I don't know if you saw
happens.
This. Senator Fetterman.
Here comes Thomas.
And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with Fetterman? He's wearing a hoodie and a sport coat and a tie that's just around his neck.
It's around his neck, yeah.
And you're like, well, he's kind of nuts, is what you've said. So yes. I think I just channeled him.
You channeled Fetterman?
I think I just had a mini stroke. I forgot what day it was. I thought it was Tuesday. Wednesday.
It does feel like a Tuesday.
It does, right?
I'll give you that.
But it's Hater Meter Wednesday, so I shouldn't have forgotten that. And it's very good today.
You of all people shouldn't have forgotten
that. I should not have forgotten that. So, yes, tomorrow, special election. And it is a big deal because this is the special election for the vacant congressional seat vacated by Governor Mikey Sherrill. And the Republican candidate, and I'm going to tell you guys, like, Let me tell you, this is the opportunity. His name is Joe Hathaway, and he served as an outstanding mayor in Randolph. I'm talking about keeping taxes down, improving the community, standing up for law enforcement, fighting back on all the high-density housing stuff. And he is in this to win it. Joe Hathaway, what's going on, Joe? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I'm so excited that tomorrow's the election. And I will tell you, this is a great, great, great opportunity. How are you feeling?
Oh, we feel great. You're absolutely right. It's a huge opportunity. We need every single Republican in the district to make sure they're getting out, getting their vote. And I know it's a Thursday, so it's a little weird timing, but we got to make sure everyone knows about it. Because with this race, you know, not only do we have a chance to send a Republican back down to Washington for the first time in 8 years, we have a chance to stop socialism dead in its tracks, because that's what my opponent is running on.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about her. I mean, I think people need to understand this is not your grandfather's Democratic candidate. I mean, she is a wackadoodle.
Yeah, listen, you know, if you wanted to create a far-left radical progressive in a lab, it would create Ana Lilia Mejia. I mean, she is, you know, an anti-law enforcement, anti-Semitic candidate. Her socialist policies on government-controlled health care, government-controlled education, I mean, it is so far out of touch with everyday people in NJ11. That is why it is incumbent upon Republicans to make sure we get out and stop this kind of candidate and send a Republican away.
And Joe, she's gone beyond. It's not like a policy disagreement with Israel. I mean, she's said some things that are wildly anti-Semitic. I mean, I have seen even Democrats say she's just too much, just a hater.
Yeah, just way too much. I mean, you know, she says things like, you know, she has incredible discomfort with Jews existing in their ancestral homeland. I mean, she takes thousands of dollars from people who, you know, say the Holocaust was the proud legacy of Israel. I mean, this stuff is just so far out there, out of touch with American values.
And on a practical level, I mean, you would be entering Congress at a time where the Republicans have the majority. And I will tell you, Joe, I mean, you'll take your seat right away. They'll swear you in next week if you win today.
Yeah, we can finally get back to work, get to work doing the job that the American people and our people in our district want us to do.
Joe, let me ask you, you know, as you start to think about this, I mean, you've canvassed the neighborhood, you've knocked on doors, you've met thousands and thousands of people. And I don't know if anybody's done any polling, but I have to believe this is strictly a turnout election, meaning if Republicans turn out, if independents who look at the Democrats, and maybe you've been voting Democrat the entire time because you looked at Mikey Sherrill, turned out she wasn't, but you looked at her in Congress at least as a moderate, you do not have a choice now. There is no moderate Democrat in this race. There is an extreme leftist anti-Semitic candidate on one side and then a normal common sense leader on the other side. So forgetting even partisan politics, forgetting even how you feel about Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. This is about having a common sense minded normal guy going to Congress to represent the 11th district. Now let me ask you, Joe, as far as priorities, what do you expect will be the first thing that you want to advocate and fight for?
Well, you know, Bill, as I've said from the beginning, it's about the people of this district first and foremost, and how can I go down there and do good things for other municipalities, other mayors, other everyday people in NJ 11. I'll tell you what, I think one of the fastest things we could do, get some dollars back up here to fix the broken infrastructure we have. I'm tired of sinkholes popping up all across our federal highways here and, you know, NJ Transit. I think these are some quick hit things, some common sense things that we can do to improve lives right away. That's the job at the end of the day, right?
I agree with you on that, and it is all about local, and I'm glad you said that. You know, having spent a lot of time with the Morris County mayors on flood mitigation issues, I mean, just the whole thing about with Mikey Sherrill making empty promises and simply not delivering was bad enough. But with Mejia, you're not going to get any attention to the local. She is all about being a member of the squad and fighting. And this is the problem. You know, you look at guys like Gottheimer and the rest of these members of Congress, they're all fighting national issues instead of understanding that the job of a member of Congress is to deliver for your constituency. It is truly a local elected official job. And I think a lot of these guys don't understand that. They go to Washington and they get the swamp fever and it changes everything. What is the most important thing that voters need to know about you?
Well, the most important things for voters to know about me is I'm someone who wants to bring common sense and practical leadership back to Washington, someone who has had success at the local level tackling the big issues that we face right here in Jersey. I think we need more leaders going to Washington to do the work for the people they represent first and foremost. That is what voters are going to get in me, whether they're Republicans, independents, or Democrats. They're going to get a guy who knows what's going on here in Jersey and is going to not just fight, but actually work for them.
Joe, tell us just in the 30, 40 seconds I have left, a little bit about yourself. Married, kids, just give me a little rundown of the bio.
Yeah, born and raised in Clifton, New Jersey, married with three kids. We only had two when this campaign started. We got three now. spent my career in the private sector in marketing communications, but really have worked hard for the people of Randolph. I want to work really hard for the people of NJ11.
I love it. Congratulations on the third kid. Best to your wife. And look, hang tough. Keep the fight. Keep the faith. I think tomorrow's going to be a very big day for you. So keep us posted. Let me know what else I can do to help. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much, Bill.
All right, man. Take care. That is Joe Hathaway, mayor of Randolph, candidate for Congress, family man. And as he said, and he was right about it, he understands the job of a Congress member is to represent local. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. You planning to vote tomorrow? You live in the Morris County area? And what do you think? Can Republicans actually pull off a win in New Jersey? Wouldn't that be amazing? 718, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, Jill Myra, you were not in the room.
Bill Spadia.
I'm scrolling through Instagram as I do every morning.
And no, did you buy pants?
What's that?
Did you buy pants?
I did not buy pants.
That was Kathy Wagner, not me.
But I found this story. This woman, she so wanted to avoid conversations with members of her family. She pretended to be blind.
For the years, right?
Like 28 years. So, and here's my thought. Wouldn't you pretend to be deaf?
So, that was my first thought.
Right? Exactly. Like, I think she got it wrong, Dan.
Helen Keller fooling everybody too? Like,
I don't know. I don't know that I would have opted for it. And wouldn't that invoke other questions? Like, I knew you when you could see. How did you become blind?
Yeah.
So now she's under investigation for fraud because... apparently, there may have been some benefits that she took. She took the act too far. But I was thinking, like, I get on a plane and I have like fake earbuds in.
Yeah.
They're not connected to anything. They're just they're. I go with the wired ones, so there's no
doubt. There's
no
a
doubt
question,
at all. You see
right.
The wire coming out of my ear.
Yeah.
And not that I don't want to talk to people. I love when someone recognizes me and wants to talk to me.
Sure.
But I don't like the random conversation of the person that just wants to make a friend on the flight. Here's the funny thing.
Eric wanted
to remind everybody that he flies first class because it's only he and Sandra. Because I'm like, well, the rest of us slobs every once in a while have to fly coach and you get random people next to you.
I know. I've flown first class and had a random person next to me.
It happens in first class too. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
But I think I would, I want to learn sign language. Maybe if I learn sign language, then... people will assume I'm deaf, and then, that sounds terrible.
Is the problem, right?
I couldn't.
But
can
you imagine she faked being blind? So I guess would sit there and no one would say, I don't know how that would avoid the conversation. I would think you would draw more attention. Faking blind.
Eddie Murphy in the movie Trading Spaces, remember?
When he's wheeling down the as a fake disabled vet, he's pretending
terrible.
To be blind. Yes. I think people go to great lengths to avoid uncomfortable conversations. But that's next level. That is next
what
level.
What people won't do.
All right. What have you done to avoid the awkwardness? We're in a different place now, like with holidays, et cetera. Maybe it's because I'm older. Maybe it's because COVID just put such a separation. But I'm going to tell you guys, when it comes to holidays, we have avoided the awkward moments. We invite people who we want to talk to, and we only go places where we want to be with people. Like other than the obligations for us, going to church, that's an obligation, but we've got such a great
team of people at St. Alphonsus that we love going to church, not just for the spiritual religious aspect, but also the social aspect, because they're great people. So anyway, what has changed for you when it comes to interactions? Obviously, I'm pivoting off of the woman who faked being blind so she could avoid interaction with family and awkward conversations. But what have you done? Have your habits changed over the past few years as far as holidays and gatherings and vacations? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 727 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey City. Your call is 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, you heard Joe Hathaway was on earlier. So yeah. Mayor Randolph running for Congress.
Yep.
Kind of cool. Young family. Just had a third kid while he was campaigning for Congress.
Oh, boy.
I know. Can you imagine how busy the family is in the middle of a campaign? I love it. But I think I have not seen any polling on the 11th district, but given the fact that the Democrat is truly a whack job, I mean, I think that, but she's not even as coherent as AOC. So, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York, who is the original squad member, who is definitely out there. She's articulate, just a radical leftist. This Mejia is way, way out there. But that said, I think we could see an upset tomorrow. I'm not going to bet on it.
No, I'm not going to bet on it either. I mean, you have, what is it? You got about 36, 40,000 votes have been cast by mail already.
Yeah.
That would be a turnout of around 8%. You're going to have very low turnout in this.
Yep.
I would be shocked if you're north of 12% on this.
Ooh, I might bet turnout with you. Hold on a minute.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling on the break. Wait, did you see the ad? I don't know if it was a meme where the two guys bet on if it would be a man or a woman who answered 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny. They're like, they both have like 10 bucks down. They're like, all right, wait for it. And it's on speaker. And the one guy's like, ah! Anyway, that's me some days.
I mean, look, they had the one debate, which didn't look like it was going to happen because Mejia had issues with who the moderators were. Yeah. And
but then it was like a Zoom debate.
It was.
It wasn't really a debate.
You can hear in that debate, you know, because I'm a politics nerd, so I watched it. And New Jersey Globe and David Wildstein, they do a really nice job with their debates.
Oh, yeah. I'm not knocking David on the... I just think the format itself, it should have been on stage. It should have been in the same room.
Yep. Agreed.
You know.
And it wasn't. But you can hear the radicalism of Mejia. I mean, she is cut from the same cloth as the mayor of New York City.
Yes.
And, you know, she was the national political director for Bernie Sanders in 2020 for his.
But she said some things
campaign.
That are really like this woman hates Jews. I mean, I don't know how else you characterize it with the stuff that she's talked about. She went way beyond policy discussions of Israel. I mean, I've been critical of Israel and Netanyahu. There's a line, though, that you don't cross. And I've seen, I mean, even our friend Jeanette Hoffman tweeted out saying no Jewish voter should vote for her. And I don't even know what comment she was reacting to, but you've gotten people out of the woodwork to say, hey, we better be careful here. Like, she's not a run-of-the-mill Democrat. She's a radical.
The only thing that would give me pause about a potential upset there is the huge advantage Democrats have in terms of voter registration.
Yeah.
There are about 63,000 more Democrats than Republicans in that district.
Yeah.
So even in a low turnout race, if a strong percentage of the base in District 11 turns out, Mejia will be the winner of that race.
And part of the problem is, Eric, that how many people watch the debate?
Right.
How many, like, I can tell you, because I've listened to her, that she is a radical. You described it perfectly. Without judgment, she is Mamdani. This is a radical fringe in the Democratic Party that seems to be gaining a lot of traction. But the average Democrat is not going to necessarily know that. They won't even know who she is.
Right.
That's why she didn't want to debate.
Yeah.
That was why they're almost not even campaigning.
she's running as a Democrat, so you know the Democrat loyalists are going to go in and they're going to pull that lever. And you're seeing now, and this is, you're going to wind up with two political parties in New Jersey, and Republicans won't be one of them.
Yeah,
you're going to end up with your traditional moderate Steve Sweeney type Democrat, and then you're going to have the socialist Democrat like Mejia and other members of the legislature. Those are going to be your two political parties. You're going to have a traditional Democrat. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a socialist. Those are going to be your two political parties.
Well,
you
look at it. Just look at what Joe Panaccio is doing. I mean, it's like okay, it's cool. You get a headline. Let's list all the criminal illegals. But the reality is that's another. It's just an internet clickbait attention grabber. These are not serious policies. I don't know why Republicans are not doing what Joe Hathaway's doing. The guy's knocking on doors talking about potholes. Like, he gets it.
Well, I don't know if you saw that the new chairman of the state GOP was running a candidate's education forum or some stuff like that. I mean, it's...
How did that work out?
I don't know if anybody attended.
Well, that's one of those things with the new chairs. They had a Mercer County event. They literally have more speakers than attendees.
Yeah.
So it's all about giving a platform to their friends so they can all feel like, so they have something to tweet about.
So that they look busy. Yeah, so they look busy.
Yeah, they look busy. The boss is coming.
You know, when you have no real leadership,
right.
You know, that's prepared to grab that party and drag it back into relevancy, and you don't right now.
I mean,
with all due respect to the legislators that, you know, I talk to, you know, on my show at night and other things, it's with all due respect, I believe in highlighting some of the differences, but they're few and far between in terms of the number of legislators in that caucus, that ever-shrinking caucus, that actually have realistic policies.
Yes.
That could be implemented.
Well, I would say one of the stars is Paul Kenitra, where here's a guy that actually, did what, you know, we went to the border and came back and had tangible results. He went to the border, came back, teamed up with a group to do a report. And he was the one that really exposed some of the money. But the problem is with the 900,000 illegals estimated to be here, the $7 billion a year, the problem is the caucus then got distracted and they never did anything with it. You know, all of a sudden it became they were either too scared of Donald Trump's numbers to embrace Trump, or they were all about Trump and they fell right into that trap. And then what happened? They lost five more seats as a total of now 11 seats in the assembly in just two cycles.
Well, right. And I've had, you know, I've talked to Paul on a number of occasions, and he is one of the bright stars of that party.
Yeah.
And you know that because the Democrats hate him.
They hate him.
And, you know, there are a handful of others. The issue is that you don't have leadership within the party that can coalesce around an issue. Mikey Sherrill is incredibly vulnerable on the affordability issue that she ran on.
Yes.
And, you know, you look at the latest FDU poll, and basically what the poll says is do anything. Try anything. Voters want you to just do something.
Do something.
Make it more affordable.
Right.
And
well, I have to believe that's contributing to Cory Booker's terrible number. I was shocked at his numbers.
Yeah.
38% disapprove. What was his approval rating at? It was under 50.
It was definitely under 50.
Or was it like 40%? It was really low.
It was 42, 43%.
So he is close to being upside down, yet we don't have, and this is not a knock on the Republican candidates themselves. I think Justin Murphy's a good guy, served in his local, as a local elected official, Rich Tabor, state trooper. You got some decent people, but there's no money. There's no party. There's no vote by mail. There's no anything. There isn't one person who's not working in politics that could name any of the Republican candidates. And here we are in April. We're almost at the primary. So no matter who wins that primary, there will be nothing until October. People will wake up and say, hey, look, there is a Republican running. And by then it'll be too late because Cory Booker will have rebuilt his image with $25 million. All right, 7:46. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5. Oh.
7:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So it's tax day today. April 15th, your taxes are due. I can't believe it. This is the first year. Listen to this, Jill. First year, I think, in more than 20 years. I'm getting a refund.
A what?
A refund, baby.
Could it be?
Money coming to me.
What was he doing in the last year that
I know? What happened? Oh, yeah. So I guess being out of work for that amount of time. Paid dividends. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's your money.
I won't get as much back as I lost over that time, but I was not. I had no income for 7.5-8 months.
Wow. Yeah, and
wild.
The people I know that are getting refunds are getting more because after Trump's change.
I didn't like everything about the big beautiful bill, and I was critical of a lot of things. But the one thing that is a huge benefit
money
is the
pocket.
Up to $40,000. SALT deduction. So now you live in New Jersey paying an average of $10,000. I can tell you we're paying a lot more than that in Princeton. But you're paying up to $10,000 in real estate taxes, plus all the other stuff you're paying. You're getting that deducted. So, yeah, I will be getting a refund.
Wow.
I don't know exactly what it is yet. Guess what? From the state, too.
And did you do an extension?
No, this is also the first time in 10 years that I'm not filing in October. How about that?
That's
well, let me tell you,
too.
Your life gets a lot less complicated when there's no income to report.
Right.
Right? I mean,
nothing
I came back here in September.
Nothing.
So I worked January and then I came back in September. So really just 4 months out of the year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, look, I don't recommend that to anybody if you can avoid it. Worth it. I have no regrets. I have no regrets that I ran for governor, but this was one of those things where when we looked at it, I'm like, oh, because I came back in September with the same withholding.
Right.
That was why.
Yeah,
so anyway,
why.
I'm going to get some back.
I saw an article today on the things that were taxed. It's kind of like taxation without representation. Things that you're taxed on, you don't even realize.
You have no idea.
If you're in New York City and you get a sliced bagel,
yeah,
there's an 8-cent tax
on
the slicing of the bagel.
Yes. No kidding.
In New Jersey, if you buy a pumpkin to eat,
yeah,
no tax. It's food. But if you decorate that pumpkin and put some varnish on it, tax.
So if I buy it from a farm stand during Halloween, I'm paying a tax
on it. You're paying a tax on it.
Oh, that's so interesting.
But if you're going to eat the pumpkin.
Yeah, people have no idea. The hidden fees in this world, especially in New York and New Jersey, I mean, it's nuts. So that's the question, though. You get money back. What are you going to do with your tax refund? Are you getting it back or do you owe? And to Jill's point, are you actually filing today or are you waiting until October? By the way, if you're filing an extension, you still got to pay it. You still have to give up some money. You can't just say, oh, I'm not ready yet. No, because otherwise you're going to pay interest and fees on what you owe. So you could owe 30-40% more at the end. 1-800-283-101.5. You getting a tax refund? Today's tax day. 7:57. Eric Scott with your news next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. It is tax day today. Lori, I'm going to get to you in 1 second. Eric, is this a refund year? Or I can't believe it. I'm getting a refund. Yeah, maybe you're. I can't believe it. I don't remember the last time a check came from the government to me.
Yeah,
the
best that I always can hope for is that I get enough back from state to pay the federal. That did not happen this year.
Ooh, you got hurt this year.
So this was.
You unlike me worked all year.
Well,
so there you go.
Yeah, there's a painful check that is going into the mail when I get off the air today.
Oh, that's tough. Now you real quick you were talking earlier. You actually went into a bank? Do people still do that?
Well, I didn't.
Is that still a thing?
I do it once or twice a year when I need to get small bills like ones and fives for tipping at the resort we stay at.
Right,
we tip
American
dollars.
And you're leaving in 2 days.
Yeah, we're leaving Saturday. So I was like, I walked into the bank branch. I won't name the bank branch, but it's three initials in Lawrenceville. And when I walked in, there was a young clerk at the counter and a not quite young clerk at the counter. I was the only one in there. I walked in, I smiled, and I said, hey, good morning, ladies. How are you all doing today? We're doing good today. And I said, I don't have an account at this bank, but will you exchange currency for me? And the young clerk just stared at me. And she turned to the older clerk, who never even picked her head up from what she was doing at the counter. And she says, do we? And the old clerk went, no. And I said, you don't exchange currency at a bank?
They just wouldn't do it? Why? Because you didn't have an account? You had Well, how are you? Did you have cash?
I did.
So
I
you were holding cash.
I'm holding cash.
Wanting to give it to them.
Yes.
And they wouldn't do it.
And they wouldn't do it. And they said,
but why not? Did they not have the foreign currency? Or
not foreign currency. I wanted U.S. dollars. I wanted ones and
you
fives.
You wanted change.
I wanted change.
Like, here's a 20. I want four fives.
Right.
And I thought you wanted foreign currency.
No.
Okay, so this story is even worse than I thought.
Absolutely.
And, wow.
And the older clerk is not even picking her head up. And the young clerk, she didn't even know what was going on. And she turns, it was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit, because I would ask her a question, and she'd turn to the older clerk, who never picked her head up, and said, can we? No.
Just no.
And then the clerk, again, the older clerk, never picked her head up, and went, we can do $20.
Get out of here.
And
did you even do it? Or
no.
Did you leave?
And
you left, right?
So I said, I just want to be clear one more time. You don't exchange, you won't make change for what I have in my hand. And she goes, only if you open an account. And I looked at her and I said, well, I'm certainly not going to now.
Good for you.
Have
I
a great
love it.
Day. And I walked out.
Wow. How annoying is that? So where did you go?
I haven't gone anywhere yet. Because
I think you could go to a supermarket. Don't you have a supermarket right near you? I think I'll bet you Wegmans, the counter at Wegmans. The
you
help counter. Yep. I'll bet they will.
Because I don't have a physical bank branch anymore. I switched to an investor savings account and checking account.
Really? You don't have any normal bank?
No. My
no kidding.
Banking accounts are all now through my wealth funds. And I did it in part because they rebate every ATM fee.
Let me tell you what I also suggest. I have another suggestion, believe it or not. I think you ought to. I don't know if you're not really on X. You are, though. You're on it.
Yeah.
I had a situation with a bank with three letters. I tweeted at them. I was so pissed off.
Really?
Like, you guys are awful. And I blah, 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 blah. I was on it. They got right back to me. They're like, we are so sorry. DM us and we'll solve the problem. Eric, they solved the problem literally that day. Now, I only say that because I feel like if someone doesn't tell you there's a problem, I can't fix it.
Right.
Like, they ought to fix that. They ought to fix that. At the very least, talk to these people working there and say, could you just be a little nicer to people when they walk in? Like, would it kill you? Would it kill you to be courteous?
Yeah.
Well, but I'll tell you, that bank in particular, their customer service on social media, fantastic.
Well, I might take you up on that. I do have a credit card account with another bank that has a physical branch not far from me, and I wonder if they would do it.
All right,
thinking that I'm printing $20 bills in my garage and I'm coming in to ask for ones
even
and
if
fives?
You were, they can tell if it's counterfeit or
right.
not. They have ink test. They know it.
I want to give you these $20 bills of U.S. currency and want you to give me $1 and $5 bills of U.S. currency back.
And
will you
not,
do that?
And they're
no.
at work. It's not like you called her at home.
Right.
Said, hey, Beatrice, could you come into the branch right now and do this for me? Well, I'm in bed. No. She's sitting there at the bank. And you know what they have at banks? Wads of cash.
Yes.
A lot of cash. That's why they have the big safe. That's the whole point. The point of the safe is to protect the cash.
And when I've gone into, but when I had a local bank branch and I would go in there, they would always joke around, and they're like, oh, are you getting stripper money? Are you getting garage sale money? So now I always tell
stripper
Sandra,
money's funny.
I'm going to get stripper
money.
Yeah,
stripper money.
I'm going to get stripper money. And she'll say to me, don't forget to get the stripper money before we go on vacation.
You know, I am thinking now, I'm on a mission. Let's go to the experts. Guys, help me out here. Where can you get change? Is that some old school thing? Eric's right, though. I do this. For my birthday, Jody's mom gives me cash because I I ask for cash because I never have any cash.
Right.
And when I get a deal parking in New York because of, you know, they're across the street from Newsmax, but I give the guy $5.
Right.
But I'm now out of cash. I have spent, by the way, Mom, I've spent all the birthday cash. I'm just letting you know.
You want to strike a deal?
Hold on a minute. Because, you know, I never have cash. I mean, that's a really interesting thing. All right. Question. Where can you go and get exchange cash? Does that still exist? Lori, Ann, hang in there. You'll be first on the other side of traffic. Weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
824 in New Jersey 101.5. It is tax day. We're talking about banks exchanging cash, and are you getting a refund? We'll start with Lori in Washington Township. Morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. Hope you can hear me. I'm on a treadmill.
Yeah, go ahead. I love it.
Okay.
Keep working out, Lori. I love that.
Well, I got to get ready for the summer.
Well, you sound like you're off to a good start. All right, tell me, you get a refund this year?
Wait, first I want to tell you that I'm the gal who introduced you to Wigs and Wishes about 3 years ago.
Oh, Lori, how are you doing? It's so good to hear from you. Awesome. Our friend Martino, I mean, he is such a good guy. And
well, let me tell you something. He's running for an office in Gloucester County.
He's running for Gloucester County Commissioner. I had him on the show when he announced. He is a dear friend and a wonderful person. He is going to make such a great elected official. We need more Martino Cartiers across this country. No doubt about it.
Right. So anyway, I had a windfall this year because we finally sold our property in Atlantic City. And I have, 20 years of losses that I've been carrying.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a nice refund back, good. And I'm going to use it for paying our bills regularly because I'm retired, and I usually take money out of our retirement funds to supplement.
Wow. What a sea change for you, Lori. I'm happy for you. Yeah. I'm really happy for you. What's the gym membership cost?
I'm on the one that gives you the massages, so I'm up to $20, I think.
All right, that's not too bad.
No.
Lori, have a great workout. Thank you again for the story and certainly that intro to Wigs and Wishes. We'll be doing a lot more with them in the coming year. I've got only 10 seconds left. Go, hurry up. Go.
All right, the banking, the reason why they don't give you any cash is because of the orders that they get from retailers to give them change. And I'm surprised she didn't tell you that.
Well, they should have at least been courteous and polite. They,
yeah.
Right? It doesn't cost you anything to be polite.
No,
that's the takeaway.
That's why I use the drive-thru.
There you go, Lori. And they give you a lollipop. Thanks, Lori. Have a great rest of your workout. And you'll be next on the other side, 827. Eric Scott with the news next.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
It is that time of week. I am Bill Spadia. So happy, proud, and honored to bring you another episode, segment of the Hadometer. Producer Thomas, Eric Scott, this was a week. And, I mean, our cup runneth over. Let's say that.
I will say that the one of these is the favorite that of all time that I've ever had. It was truly one of my favorites to read.
Really?
And to narrate, yes.
All right, I'm going to try to figure out which one. But producer Thomas, you had a hard time narrowing it down this time, right?
I did. There was many actually this week that was in contention.
Now let me ask you this, and I just got to say this publicly, that you take no offense to the fact that at odd hours of the week and day, you will randomly get a text from me.
Yes.
That is completely full of terrible words and and it's okay. I just want to disclaimer that, in case anybody in HR is listening, that these are content-related texts for the Hate-O-Meter?
I've been many places and gotten a text from one Bill Spadia with a very vulgar tweet in it. In my car, out to a restaurant with my girlfriend, you name it.
I was going to say, have I created some awkward moments? Like, I could see you sitting at dinner with your girlfriend, and bing, the phone goes off. She goes, hold on, it's Bill.
She knows by now. She knows. Does.
Have you let her see some of the texts that come through?
Yes.
Because, Eric, I don't have to explain it. So I don't say, like, hey, for the Hate-O-Meter, it's obvious. I think it's obvious, but I want to make sure we're all clear and I'm not offending anyone. Because when you get it, it is unfiltered and not bleeped out, of course.
Yes. When I know it's, like you said, when it's an odd hour of the day, I expect that. When it's right after the show, I expect you to me to post something or get something to
right,
you.
But like 6 o'clock on a Saturday
I know
night.
Be.
Yeah. Now, I hope it's okay to keep, because if I grab it, I get so much that I got to grab it right away and send it to you. Yeah, okay, excellent. Thank you. All right. Just wanted to put that disclaimer out there. Okay, let's jump right in.
Yes, this first one is Steph45 on X.
Steph45 on X.
Suck a d-.
Wow. Like, blunt.
To the point.
To the point.
Very to the point.
That, I like it. I mean, I think I like it as a, I think that could be, that's in the ringtone category, I think.
Yeah, that's in the ringtone category.
Do we know what she was responding to?
I believe it was one of your Pope posts.
Yes. This, I tell you, this whole Pope-Trump thing was, was really just a delight this week, I have to say. A lot of engagement, let's say that. A lot of people wanting to weigh in. Let's just hear that one more time.
Suck a d-.
Boom. It's like a it's like a mic drop. I think that goes in a separate category. I don't think you can rate it 0 to 5 among the others, but I think in the ringtone world, that was definitely not your favorite.
No.
That was not. Yeah, I could tell.
It was like a sucker punch, you know?
Yeah, but I like it, though.
Like, all right, sucker is like the wind up and then boom.
And then boom. Yeah. I could see her boom dropping the mic.
Yeah,
pretty good. Okay, go ahead.
The second one is Anonymous American on X.
Oh.
Mm-mm. All right.
You are quite literally the dumbest person I have ever witnessed.
This one's interesting.
You know, I think the word witnessed throws that one a little bit. That's also not your favorite.
No.
And it's good. I like, here's what I like about it. I like the quite literally, because this person understood you that in the way you word this, you need to get emphasis behind before you drop the F-bomb. So it's like there's momentum in the sentence, right?
It has to build.
Yeah, it builds up. It's like a train headed toward the, it's like, you know, and you're getting speed, you're speeding up, and then boom, you get hit with the F-bomb. I like that. I'm going to give that, the witness, though, I think it drops, it hurts it. So I think it's 3 out of 5 on that one.
It sounds like Anonymous American is outside the studio, you know what I mean? Like,
right, like you're not, who are you, right? You're on Twitter. I mean, unless you're showing up to my events, I don't know. Yeah. So whoever is behind the Anonymous American X profile, if you want to, just hit us up on the app chat and explain what you mean by witnessed. That would be helpful, because right now I'm going to hold on a rating on that one.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Let's move on.
This third one's interesting, Bill. This is the Knights of Templar International on X. This is a whole organization.
This is the international
this
one.
This is our first entrance of international hate. The Knights Templar, which have a very interesting and long history in the Catholic Church.
Yes.
I understand with the Knights Templar, there are hundreds of thousands of followers. So they were really jarred by something I said. Let's hear it.
Sir, you simply do not get how offensive this is, do you?
So, less hate, more like they were offended by something. And I clearly had no empathy or did not feel the same offense.
They had a tough time grasping the concept that you could be so offensive.
All right. Well, let's clarify, though. Do you think the Knights Templar feel that what I said was offensive, or did I not understand that something they thought was offensive? Like, was I insensitive to their being offensive, or was I, in fact, being offensive? That's unclear.
I think yes to both.
You think it's both?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm happy that international hate is good. I think that was a positive.
And it was polite hate.
Very polite. Let's just say that one more time.
Sir, you simply do not get how offensive this is, do you?
The sir is pretty good.
The sir.
You know what? They're Brits. this is a group based in London, so I think that's why you get a little politeness. So
I'm glad we're going international now, though.
Yeah, I think that's good. It's nice to know
hate around the world
that yes, that it's we're going to put this in the global hate category. All right, now I'm going to say the next two either could be your favorite, and I'm not sure yet. Let's go with this one.
This fourth one is Joe Grassi on Facebook.
Let's hear it.
F*** off. Go home. Go suck a fart.
Now, producer Thomas, you should probably know. And Eric, I think you were you not here? Were you here when I came in and I said this conversation sometimes, if you want to know what my job is, how it is, I could define it in the question I got from producer Thomas about an hour ago. He asked in a very serious business way.
Yes.
Are you okay with, I'm paraphrasing now, I don't remember exactly what he said, when I bleep the S word in S head, mm-hmm. is it okay to use a fart sound?
Well, I knew you came in gleeful, but I didn't know exactly why.
How many jobs in the world are you asked that question? In a serious way, and I had to give a serious answer, and I said, yes, I think that would be, I think that would be very appropriate. Let's hear it one more time.
F*** off, go home, go suck a fart.
it's funny, I like it. I think that's a 4 out of 5. What do you think?
4.5, maybe.
You think that high? Well, it's enhanced by your creativity.
Yes.
So I don't want to give them a higher score because you were creative with it.
True.
Right? Do you agree? Like, I think on its own, it's 4. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I will tell you that it's definitely a 5 in terms of fun to read.
So this was it.
That was fun to read.
This was your favorite?
Yeah, so far.
You really love this.
That was a fun one to read.
All right.
Go fart. It's just so good. Go suck a fart.
I've never heard anyone
say that. I've never heard that phrase before. So
what does that mean? Should we play it one more time? I think we should. Yeah, let's do it.
Off, go home, go suck a fart.
I mean, maybe 4.5. Maybe you're right. I have to figure out, am I laughing at the sound or the fact that they want me to suck a fart?
Oh, no, I was laughing at that.
It's pretty good, right?
It took me a minute to get through that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I couldn't look at Thomas when I was reading that because I would have.
All right, let's read the last one then.
Yes, this fifth one is Shane Moynihan on X.
All right.
You're a sycophant piece of garbage human being.
That's aggressive and angry.
He was very aggressive.
So I think you're right. It was number 4. That obviously is your favorite because I've never been asked to suck a fart before.
Suck a fart.
So I've never heard that as a negative.
But I'm totally stealing that phrase.
I may work it into a conversation today, as a matter of fact. So I think you're right. 4.5 out of 5. Thank you very much, everyone, for participating in the Hate O-Meter.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate O-Meter.
Severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 Weather Team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
8:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, that was a very special version of the Hate-O-Meter. I don't know many jobs where you would ask that question. Heard earlier, apparently, I was not privy to this discussion, producer Thomas, but we had a situation looking for the proper sound. I wasn't part of that conversation, but
you were right next to me when I said it, by the way.
I was standing right here?
Yeah, you were standing right there.
I have an ability to tune things out.
Oh, I know. I'm just letting you
know. Yeah, I can like check into a conversation. Here's why. Because earlier in my career, when I started my sales career, I sold timeshare.
Okay.
And the way that worked is we had a 30-inch round table, and it was me on one side, a couple on the other. Mm-hmm. But there were 20 or 30 of these tables in the room. So you're not this far from someone else. So you have to learn to focus only on what's in front of you.
Tunnel vision.
You have to have it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, you had to make your own sound. Is that what happened?
Yeah. I was looking for the right fart sound effect. And I guess I could put it in a way by saying they were too vulgar when I looked them up. You know what I mean? Like they're
too aggressive.
A little too much. Too aggressive too gross. Of a fart.
Got it.
So I had to improvise.
I do think, here's my thought on going forward. I think let it breathe a little bit.
Okay.
Give it another beat.
Let the fart breathe.
Let the fart breathe. I don't know. I just, and they pay us to do this job. It's incredible.
I think you should wrap now.
Let me say, I actually meant that in a serious way. Let the fart breathe because it was too quick. Like, I want to give it another beat. Like,
yeah. No, I get it.
Boom. And then, right?
Well,
two seconds maybe.
I will say this also. That did not come from another part of my body. That came from my mouth. Just let everyone know.
You were not actually farting,
no,
is what you're saying.
No, you were, I just, yeah.
So I would say, I think you probably do it in the system. Let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I thought. Okay, 8:55, Jen Ursillo with your news next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes, tune into New Jersey 101.5.
908 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So what you didn't see, because you're not in studio with us, is the weather channel is on our screen. And here's the funny thing. Now, it upsets Dan. He doesn't like to see that because he's like, you know, I'm the chief meteorologist. I'm doing the weather. Mm-hmm. I put it on. Because I'm fascinated by, if you wait till you see all the reporters together, I said to Eric earlier, I said, look, I may not be the most fashionable guy. I'm wearing a Henley cotton shirt with a rip in my elbow.
You bought jeans off Instagram.
Right.
I mean,
but
hey.
I think that I could do a better job as a fashion consultant than whoever the hell is advising this cast of characters. Like, yeah. Like they're wearing orange pants and like they look so ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
So just as a novelty, I left it on. Plus, it's a nice, you know, distraction, the big maps and the colors. Anyway.
Look at the pretty
anyway,
colors.
Anyway, Jill comes in and she does like the motion of the butter churning.
Like a witch stirring
stirring the brew. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, pot stir. And then it just had a funny memory. Jody and I used to call my grandmother the pot stirrer.
Oh, there's always one in the family.
Because she would come in the middle of a conversation, like, boom, drop the grenade right in the middle. And all of a sudden, you're fighting for the next hour over something.
And she's sitting there quiet.
And she would be
probably,
quiet.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every family has a pot stirrer.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh.
Who is
the bomb
in your family? Are either of you the pot stirrer?
No, it's me.
Is it you?
Oh, yeah.
You're the pot stirrer.
Totally. I'm the black sheep, too.
Really?
I'm the black sheep, the pot stirrer, everything.
I think I might be, because I don't know who it is.
Oh, I think it might be you. Yeah, I think.
Would that surprise anyone? No.
No.
Jill, you're not, though.
I might accidentally, and I don't even I don't do it intentionally.
Yeah, that's right. What I think you are.
I don't do it on purpose.
The inadvertent pot stirrer.
I just
you don't
say
mean
things.
To. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? That's what happened this morning. it happens. Like I said, I didn't put this on to bug Dan. It's just, it's on.
But then when you realize it bugs Dan, it's like, well, that's fun.
Well, then it's fun. When I realize that, then I'm like, leave it on. Who cares? I can't believe the conversations that have been had around the studio this morning. You missed it, Jen, the hate-o-meter. Did you not hear the hate-o-meter?
I was arguably so mad.
Better ones.
I know.
I could not keep a straight face in the conversation about the fart. And it's so stupid. Like, what am I in eighth grade? It was so ridiculous because producer Thomas, with a straight face,
yes,
deadpan serious.
With that Thomas voice.
The way he talks. He's almost, and it's not quite the Thomas. Eric Scott voice.
No, it's like
Different.
Sling Blade. Yeah.
Sling Blade. That's good. Yeah. And, right? But that, just so everyone knows, that's how he talks.
Totally. Oh, totally.
That's not shtick.
Right. No, that's
so
Thomas.
So in the producer Thomas voice, he said, do you mind if when I bleep the S word, he said it, in S head, that I use a fart sound. And I looked at him, and my brain, I'm like, I'm being asked this as a very serious question.
This is a serious managerial question.
Right, here, so here. I said, yes, I think that's appropriate. And that was how we ended
and
it.
And then
But then it got worse.
I asked him about it. I was like, oh my gosh, we're cracking up about that. He's like, yeah, now I can't even use that sound because it sounds too vulgar.
That's a pretty good Thomas. So,
I don't know, but that sounds like he just smoked 18 packs a day. I don't know what's
going
on there.
That's what he kind of sounds like. So he's like, and now I have to use, I had to make my own sound. So we had to do a raspberry. So we're in the hallway like, Am I making these sounds? I'm like, I love my job.
Right. You can't retire for a while. Like, this is, I mean, it's, let's hear it. I'll play this for you.
I was going to say, can we play it?
Yeah,
I
let's hear play it.
F off. Go home. Go suck a fart.
I mean, first of all, the takeaway from that is suck a fart.
Yes.
Like, that guy was so angry at me that he wants me to suck a fart.
That was a man?
Well, I don't know. They hide behind, you know, the ex accounts. I don't think a woman would say that. Like, have you ever been inspired to say to somebody, if you were angry?
No, I mean, I don't talk like that. But you never know. There are some women that would. But I think it was a dude.
Yeah, there was a woman hater in today. And it was, I think it was the first one, Kathy. I think that was a woman. Stephanie, let me hear that first one. Yeah.
Suck a d-.
Yeah.
Right, because that's a little. It's crude. Like you feel bad for her. You're like, oh, how did I make you that angry? Don't be that angry. Yeah, lighten up a little bit, Francis. Come on.
But at least she got to the point.
We said that actually. Yeah. That got a. I think I rate them in different categories. If you are ringtone level, we rate you separately. Like if they're that tight, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. That's like a ringtone. So that was like a 4 out of 5 for ringtone.
I mean, they were very vulgar this morning. There's no doubt. I mean, we're putting in,
Kathy?
Yeah.
You know what else is great? The conversation about how you randomly text him these messages without any context. So if he's out in public, he'll just get a text that says something like that.
When I get them, my alerts go off and I get this crazy hate and I sit there and Jody gets mad. She's like, I don't want to see it.
No, she hates it.
She hates it.
She hates the hate.
She hates the hate.
She does. Yeah. She's like, she told me that. Yeah.
And so I all of a sudden, like, I'm on my phone and I start to laugh and she knows it's hate on me in her content.
She's like, don't even tell me.
She's like, don't even tell me. I'm like, hold on, I got to screenshot this. And then I text it to Thomas. But I don't pay attention to the time I put no context to it. So he was out to dinner with his girlfriend the other day.
Oh, no.
And he, and like, bing.
Suck a d-.
Right. So this is a little awkward. So I said on air, I wanted to be publicly, you know, say if HR is listening, he understood that it's content for the show.
Correct.
Can you imagine? He's with someone and that text comes in and he looks at it and the person he's with says, oh, is that important? And he gives us from my, you know, my boss or who I work with. Oh, what did he say?
And then he has to read it. Something tells me that Thomas's girlfriend is already like, oh, is that the hate-o-meter? Is that Bill?
I think now she knows, right?
I think she knows.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's awkward though, right? I mean, because I feel like, you know, we're like the adults in the room.
Well,
and
Bill,
I'm texting that stuff. Bill, on a Saturday night.
Bill, you did it to me this morning. You just texted something with no context.
Did.
And I thought it was spam.
Did you get? No,
I did.
No.
I now
send links.
Sure.
Sama Hool, who everyone should follow, SamaHoole. Go ahead.
I open the text and all I see is a picture of steak and eggs. I'm like, what the hell is this?
He's talking about the... I'm trying to be helpful.
It was great.
I know. I probably need more context with my text. I should probably work on that. Do we have like a text etiquette?
It was so funny. I was like, why is he sending me a picture of steak and eggs?
Totally tracks. Yeah,
I think you should do more in Thomas' voice. I think that's good. We should do traffic in Thomas' voice.
You know, my voice is still hurting right now. My throat is a little burny.
It's poor almost Thomas. Like, what was it, Beavis and Butthead? Was that the MTV?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
But he doesn't have an accent because he's from Hunterdon County. So Thomas's voice is just, you know, it's very straight, you know. Yeah, but Bill, I just wanted you to know.
We're doing this?
We're going to have an opportunity next week because Eric's on vacation.
Maybe so I'll have a conversation with Thomas.
Maybe you should
I'll do
also
the voice with
help
him.
With the hate-o-meter. Maybe both of you will trade off if you're comfortable because you got to have the emphasis.
I'm on hate-o-meter duty.
Wait,
I
did
got
Jill
it.
Just say no? Did you just shake your head and
yeah,
say no?
Jill,
she said no.
I get it. But Jill, Jen, you're excited.
I'm ready. Bring on it on.
9:17. Andy, I'll get to you right after Fast Traffic Insta Weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
All right, it's 9:23 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. I had a lot to get to that I'm going to have to now save for tomorrow. But let's check in. Andy is a volunteer in East Brunswick with an organization. I imagine, Andy, you're calling to plug your group. Tell me.
Yeah, I'm calling to plug not just my group, but also to plug our annual rally event that's coming up in May.
And you're with Convention of States, correct?
That's correct.
So explain to people what that is, because I've spoken at Convention of States events, and I give it mixed reviews on all of the things that you want to accomplish, but I'm increasingly thinking that we are in need of this to happen. Go ahead. Tell us what it is.
Right. So for those people who are concerned about the way things are going with our federal government, our organization is looking to invoke Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution in order to get all 50 states to come together in a convention to discuss three specific topics. The first of those being term limits for all federal officials, and that's not just Congress, but it includes bureaucrats mm-hmm. and potentially Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
The second item would be fiscal responsibility. I hope most Americans are aware that as a nation, we are $40 trillion in debt, and climbing fast every single day.
Well, the big beautiful bill
on that,
Andy, but not only that, the big beautiful bill added $2 trillion to the already out of control debt. So even though it might feel good, and I can promise you it will feel good that I'm getting a refund this year, first time in many, many years, because I was without an income for 8 months when I ran for governor. As good as that will feel short term, long term, this is it's a nightmare. It's why I opposed the bill in the first place. Anyway, go ahead. Third thing.
Right. And just to follow on from what you said, that this is something that I hope everybody will agree will impact their kids and grandkids.
Right.
When, you know, because the bill has to be paid at some point. And finally, the third thing is just to address all of those areas where the federal government has gone too far, meaning that there's a term for that called overreach, right? The federal government is involved with a lot of things that they're not supposed to be based on the Constitution. You know, if for those that actually were taught this in school, you know, there's a limited, there's one page of a list of jobs that the federal government has. And but they, the federal government, over the past, you know, close to 100 years, has decided to take on more jobs that they're not supposed to be doing because they're supposed to be left for the states.
Well, and so that's not really
the third item, is getting that balance back between Washington and the states.
In that sense, the government is down on the job anyway. I mean, as much as I give President Trump credit for closing the southern border, the reality is that the federal government is completely inept when it comes to helping us in blue states. So we are suffering under an absolutely wayward and completely off track government in Trenton, where 900,000 illegals are still harbored here. And you've got, you know, you've got Catholic Charities, which is benefiting from federal money that are protecting these criminal aliens. You've got state government that is putting criminal aliens in housing that taxpayers are paying for. You know, I think President Trump could have absolutely gone a lot further. I have said they should have invoked the Insurrection Act in places like Minneapolis and other places. I think you could have that enacted here in Patterson. And I mean, you know, Patterson, Newark, you name it. So I'm with you. I think the government, where they should be strong, are acting weak. And where they should have no role, they have a huge role. So you're spot on with that. Tell us when the event is, and is there a website people can go to if they want to attend?
Yes, sir. So the event is coming up on Thursday, May 14th. And that is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And that is at the Capitol Building Complex in Trenton. So that's the state annex, the annex building there. We're outside there for the rally.
Mm-hmm.
And it also happens to be the 250th birthday of our nation. So you may just find us walking around in period costume there. So a lot of fun there.
Awesome.
And
what's
and
the
you
website?
Could even,
what's the website?
Yeah, and the website. Yeah, and the website is very simple. You go to conventionofstates.com, and right at the upper left on the top is a link to an invitation to Trenton Rally Day. And when you go there, there will be a link that you can register to sign up and come to the event.
Andy, we got to leave it there. Thank you. Appreciate it. Conventionofstates.com. Look up New Jersey if you want to attend this event in Trenton coming up on May 14th. 928, Jenna Stella with your news next. 9:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Did you guys all file your taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Jen, you did it? You done?
Yeah, back in February, I did that.
Refund or oh?
Oh, refund.
Nice. Kathy?
Done.
Done? Refund or oh?
Refund.
Wow, two
both
in a row.
Federal and state.
Oh, Jill.
Chili beans.
Should I not ask you? You're making a face, Jill.
I
you get money back this time?
I owe.
A lot, though, or a little?
Well, the thing is, I learned that if you owe 2 years in a row, then you're going to get a fine, and I got a fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a professional guy doing it?
Yes. Yes, and he told me last year, you should pay in quarterly payments. I was like,
why would you have a fine if you owed 2 years in a row?
Yeah. Because if you owe, they want your money before they want it during the year.
It's so gross to
Isn't
me.
That gross?
It's such a corrupt system because I don't like getting a refund. This year is an exception because when I get a refund, that means I've overpaid them and they kept my money all year and there's no interest on that. And I'm more responsible with my money than the government clearly is. They are so irresponsible with our money. So if you get anything north of $1,000 back, like, that's money you could have used through the year.
Oh, yeah. I know. But it's a nice little surprise.
Well, yeah, because if you accept that they're stealing from you, which I do, they steal half my money every year, what can I do? I'd rather get something back. So this year, because I was out of work for so long with the campaign, I mean, I looked at it. I worked January. When did I leave? January 31st,
January 31st,
I think, right?
You came back September.
Like September 5th or something, right after Labor Day. So think about it. Like I worked September, October, November, December. Oh, so 7 full months without an income.
Yeah.
But they taxed me in September, October, November, and December, those last 4 months, as if I had worked all year.
Right. Of course. That makes sense.
Let me tell you something. This is why I'm annoyed with the refund. I could have used that money in September.
Right.
When I was trying to get back on track and rebuild my income and career.
But you know what's really tough, too, is when people are in unemployment.
Yeah,
and you get taxed.
It's so
your money that they're giving back to you, you're getting taxed on it.
It's taxes on Social Security. It's taxes on pensions. It's just it's every bit they punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm. So you owe and plus a fine, Jill. Oh my God!
Now I'm not going to ask how much, but tell me, are we in like nice out to dinner or vacation range
for refund?
Yeah.
Oh, vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me.
No, you're like, you went to dinner.
$120.
Yeah.
We're in the money.
You win. That is the perfect refund.
That is.
Because it's $100 that you didn't have, But that means you managed your takeaway.
1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER. Are we going to bet on? Oh, that's what I should have done. I told you the, I don't know if it was TikTok or Instagram, where the two guys call 1-800-GAMBLER on speakerphone, and they bet $100 on whether to be a woman or a man.
That's funny. I haven't seen that. No,
it's. I gotta find. I'll send it to you. It's very funny.
And that's what's going on in Atlantic City today. The East Coast Gaming Conference. Governor
really?
Mikey Sherrill is speaking. Yes.
Nice.
Yep. And they're talking about prop bets. Like that's a prop bet.
That would be right. That would be the. I don't know. I was thinking I want to do that, but. I don't know. It was so good. Like, I love that somebody thought of that. Because we bet on everything. We're about to bet on blood work.
I know.
How are the numbers? They look good? You got it back.
Really, I got a couple markers here.
Chilly.
So how should we bet, though? Like, how many markers are there? 20 or something? 30?
Well, you can separate it. There's the lipid panel. There's this. Yeah.
I was thinking that whoever has the lowest number of abnormals.
Yeah, there you go. I like that one.
Yep.
I like that one.
Because then you don't have to discuss the actual numbers, but like you've got, you know, 7 abnormals out of 30 and I have 6, I win.
Right. And we just want to see if this
way of
eating.
You came in with gifts
have.
Today.
I did come in
we
with
We all the, got
with the FedEx
Pilot snack box. I already went through and judged Jen's.
Out of 8 items, there was like 3. I'm like, what am I doing with the cheese without the crackers? But he threw away the crackers, so I don't know.
Just scoop it. Scoop it. The cheese is good for you.
Scoop it, and people can't see that he used the two fingers.
Two fingers.
I know.
Oh, it's a two-finger scoop. I got a big mouth. It's a two-finger scoop.
Oh, like you.
But then I opened the other box back in the newsroom, and there I was. I'm going through it. I'm tossing it. And Jill's like, what are you doing? I'm like, Spadia.
I know.
Sorry.
I do that I'm when
sorry.
I go out. To eat, I'm like space.
Isn't that awful?
Spadia.
It's like this food shape. I'm like the. I'm, it's
you're
like you have
everything.
You have two on your shoulder, the good and the bad on your shoulder. Like he's don't eat that. He's don't eat that.
I turned it over. I'm like, please no seed oil. Please no seed oil. I'm like, damn
seed oil.
On one arm, it's Spadia and is wearing his black vest.
9:44.
John Fetterman.
Oh, the Fetterman thing. That's a whole other show. 9:44, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Got to get out of here. It is tax day. You got to pay the tax man. Remember, if you're doing your own taxes and you're scrambling to get it done today, the no tax on tips doesn't mean that you... don't report your tips. You got to report it, and there's an up to a certain amount deduction that you can take. So my advice is go to a professional. I have to say, there's so much that's out there that's broken that needs to be fixed. Real quick on that convention estate stuff, I am not in favor of a balanced budget amendment. I'm in favor of ripping the guts out of government and limiting what they are allowed to do. And, you know, as we've said, the reason I supported President Trump's tariffs is that tariffs should be how we replace our income tax. But the fact that we're paying through the nose on income tax and now you're paying more at the store doesn't make any sense. So they did half of it without the other half. And here we go. We spike our debt now by another couple of $1 trillion. So it's a shame. Something needs to be done. But the balanced budget amendment is how governments get away with putting you in debt and raising taxes. It's a little short-sighted. It needs to be reworked. All right. That's all I got for you today. Happy tax day. I'll see you tomorrow.